On the first day, I believe Brother Ricky, he really used this word set, this matter of setting our mind, right? The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. And I think there was some burden there. He was helping us to slow down when we read through a verse or when we are reading through a hymn, to slow down and set our mind. And yesterday he gave us 2 points, setting the mind on the Spirit to help us focus, and the second point of following the anointing, right? So every morning we're looking for the anointing. When we open the Word, we want to find the Lord, and we want to find the anointing. So when the anointing is there, you would slow down your reading, slow down your singing, and pray. And then he mentioned this word, personalize. Not just praying the same way we pray in our corporate prayer reading, but a prayer reading that is a personalizing. Using the word, your, you, I, me. Use this with the Word of God. And also calling on the Lord's name helps us to focus our mind. So this morning's portion here is on having God contacting prayers. What is the goal of our morning revival? It is to contact God. Amen. Right? Yes. Hallelujah. Our goal is to contact God. Amen. So the morning revival is not a time to do business prayers. Those are prayers related to the work, prayers for family members, prayers for your necessities. Unless you have the anointing, which you may. If you have the anointing, follow the anointing. But most of the time, this is not the time to pray for matters, to pray for businesses, to pray for things. The morning revival is the time to contact God, to have God contacting prayers. This is the goal of your morning revival. We need to contact God to be revived, because He's the reviving one. Well, to be revived, the Lord has given us something. He's given us a human spirit. Amen. And He's come into our spirit. So our spirit is now the mingled spirit. Amen. We have the mingled spirit within, and we have the Bible without. So sometimes we start out reading the Word, and then the Lord touches us to start praying. Other times we start by praying, and then the Lord touches us to do some reading, to have some words. So I was thinking of this phrase, to set our mind. We need to set our mind. I don't know about you, but my mind wanders all the time. If I try to have morning revival without any words, then my mind just wanders. You know, I start calling on the Lord. That's good. I start out calling on the Lord, and I can open my heart to Him and have some prayers to Him. But eventually, I run out of prayers. Right? And I'm trying to contact the Lord, but then I'm just thinking about my day. I just start to think about my day. Or to think about something. My mind just goes. So to help focus our mind, the Lord gave us the Bible. Hallelujah for the Bible. To help set our mind, we have the words in the Bible. To help captivate our thoughts, we have the words in the Bible. So this is to help our mind to focus. Some brothers were sharing with us trainees recently. A brother was sharing on this matter of eating the Lord. Many times our morning time with the Lord, we just barely come to the Lord. It's like we just lick Him. If we had a steak here, if I had a steak and I just licked the steak, oh, Lord Jesus, I lick it. And I just lick it, Lord Jesus. And then I go, I leave. How much nourishment did I get? I got a little taste, right? I tasted that the Lord is good. I had some taste, but I didn't eat the Lord. Right, John 6:57, he says, "He who eats me shall live because of me." Yeah. This word eat is that like masticate. To masticate is to chew, like a cow who chews the cud. He regurgitates the food and he chews on it again and again and again. This is to eat the Lord. So when we have a steak, we don't want to just lick it. We want to eat this. You have to eat the steak to receive the nourishment. In the same way, in our prayer reading over a verse, we don't want to just rush through it. If we're in too much of a rush, then we just lick it. We're just licking the Lord. You know, this brother, he shared, he said, I don't like the phrase, touch the Lord anymore. It's a good phrase, but he said, we don't want to just come and touch the Lord and then leave and just have this little touch. Do you want that to be your relationship with the Lord? You just poke Him. Our goal is to contact the Lord. You want to lay hold of Him. You want to eat Him, to partake of Him. Actually, if you want your morning time to affect your living, if you want to be revived, then you need to eat the Lord. So you need to take some phrases in a verse and turn it into your prayer. Really chew on a phrase. Don't go by it too fast. Use a phrase or two, and one thing you can do is emphasize. Emphasize a certain word. So like, in my heart, I have treasured up your word. You can say, in my heart, Lord, in my heart, I have treasured up your word. I have treasured, oh Lord, treasured, treasured your word. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I have treasured your word in my heart. Lord, my heart. This is to emphasize certain words. You can emphasize and then you can personalize. Right? Lord, thank you for my heart. Hallelujah, I have your word. Your word is for my heart. I want your word to be the treasure. Your word is the treasure in my heart. Hallelujah, I have treasure. Lord, you're my treasure. Your words are my treasure. This is to chew on a phrase. And you know what will happen? Later on, an hour later, you can remember this phrase. And you'll have lasting nourishment. Because you didn't just lick it, but you chewed it. Something can be digested within you. An hour later, I can be running errands. I can be somewhere else. And I'll remember, oh, your word I treasured in my heart. And I can just chew on it again right there because I slowed down. Lord, your word treasured in my heart. I have a treasure in my heart. You know, wherever I am, I'll just say, like, this isn't my treasure. Your words are my treasure. You know, just within, I chew on it again. This is to mingle praying with reading. Yeah, there's another verse, Hebrews 8:10. In this verse, the Lord says, I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them. This is the new covenant. He says, this is the covenant I will covenant. I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them. Remember we had Romans 8:6, the mind set in the spirit is life and peace. In this verse we have, I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them. So, we want to set our mind on the Spirit, but according to this verse, the laws are imparted into our mind. If you want to set your mind on the Spirit, use His words. We have His words. This is the law of life, the divine life, in His words, can be imparted into our mind by the exercise of our spirit. We must exercise our spirit. Exercise our spirit. Through prayer, we can make these words be imparted into our mind. And then it will be inscribed into our hearts.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord. We need the laws of God to be inscribed on our heart and on our mind. And I just I'm going to make this real quick, brief summary, and then we'll go enjoy the Lord. Hallelujah. This whole section today is on exercising our spirit. You just take that slowly. Exercising our spirit to pray with the word that we read. So hallelujah, this morning you're going to get into a word of you're going to get into the word of God, and what do we need to do with that word? We need to exercise our spirit to pray with that word that we receive. And I like what Matt said, that we're not just taking the steak and just bringing it up to our lips and then putting it down. That's touching the Lord. That's contacting the Lord. Yeah, you contacted the steak, but did you absorb the steak? Did you chew the steak? When I was chewing these verses in Psalms 119, in the Old Testament, the reality of all of the types and figures in the Old Testament is who, is what? Right. Is Christ. So I would take this. This is just me. I took these verses, and in my heart I have treasured up your Son, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Jehovah. Teach me your Son. Right? And with my lips I have declared all the ordinances of your Son. Right? And you can do this. You can just take it slowly. Another, if you feel burdened to sing, I would recommend a hymn to you all. And you can choose any hymn you want. But this hymn is on masticating the Lord. It's on eating more of Jesus. And also another, like Matt, let me mention the verses that you could also pray read and get into. John, yeah, 6, 57, you can do 58 as well. And John 6, 63. I had one more, but I can't remember it at this moment. So those are some other good verses to pray. Oh, one more. Is Ephesians 6, 17, and 18. How do we receive the word of God? It's by means of all what?
Prayer.
All prayer. Hallelujah. Y'all know it. It's up here. But also, when you experience this, you'll realize this is the way to eat the word of God. How does the word of God get off the page and into our being? It is only through prayer. So hallelujah. May we just be released, I think, unless we have any other announcements, and go eat the Lord. We should be back by 45, so got about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.